Well, hello everyone. Pastor Keith here. We're going to get into the Word of God today. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, and let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for another day. This is indeed the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice in it. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace toward us. We thank you for the Holy Ghost living inside of us, leading and guiding us into all truth. And we know as we go into your word today that we will be led and guided into the truth, into your truth. There's only one truth. That's the truth written in your word. So Lord, help us, Lord. Give us a revelation of your word today that will help us in whatever we're doing today, in whatever counsel we need today. Reveal your word to us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. And it reads, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding." Verse 2. "For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law." Verse 3. "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." 4. "He taught me also, and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live." Verse 5. "Get wisdom, get understanding, and do not forget it. Neither turn away from the words of my mouth." Verse 6. "Do not forsake her, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you." Verse 7. "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding." Verse 8, "Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her." Verse 9, "She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to you." Who will do all these things for you? I'm asking you, who? Wisdom. And we're going to talk about the wise man and the fool. Which one are you? And if we are honest with ourselves, all of us have been both. Have you ever been a fool? Maybe it was a little thing. Maybe it was a big thing. But you went away kicking yourself and calling yourself all kinds of negative names. And then there were other times that the Lord led you and you were at the right place at the right time. Glory to God. You knew what to do and you did the right thing. Everything was in your favor. Listen, God is a God of wisdom. The Spirit of God is called the Spirit of Wisdom. The Bible is called the Wisdom of God. Wisdom is very important, and the cause of so much lack and failure in people's lives is as a result of a lack of wisdom. God said in Proverbs 4, verse 7, "Get wisdom." So what are we interested in? We are interested in getting wisdom. God would not have told us to get it if it was not available to us. However, it's not automatic. It doesn't just fall on you, or else he would have not have said that we have to get it. It takes some doing on our part. There are things that we'll have to face that will require additional wisdom and additional understanding to what we have up until now. You know, the Lord is always ahead of the enemy. He's also always ahead of our needs. And if we will come to church, if we will read our Bible, if we will pray, if we will listen and do what he says, we won't be caught behind. Because if you're not dealing with something now, right, you need to be feeding your faith. You ought to be getting ready for the next thing because something is coming. The next thing is coming. The next thing is coming that will challenge you, that will try and test your faith. But people don't like to hear that. In this life, there's always something to deal with. And some of these things are the negative that the enemy is bringing your way. You're always going to have faith to believe God for the next thing that God is bringing to you so that you could come up to the next level in him. So if you're not dealing with something right now, You need to be feeding your faith to get ready for the next thing, because whether you're ready or not, it's coming. And the more ready you are, the easier it'll be, right? God dealt with you, but you didn't read your Bible on a daily basis. God dealt with you, but you didn't go to have the services at church. He dealt with you because you didn't pray. And something comes up and you realize you're not ready for this. But God is gracious and merciful. And many times, just by the mercy and grace of God, He will help you and you will make it through. But you will feel like you've been beat up and run over and you barely made it. And people will think that this happened because this feeling that you're beat up is because it was a terrible ordeal. But really, it's because you were out of shape spiritually. But if you and I will obey every day, we'll always be ready. And you will say, that's why the Lord has been talking to me about that, this thing in my prayer time. He's been getting you ready. And He'll always get you ready years in advance because He's the God of wisdom. He's the wisest of all. He knows what's coming up. And He gets us on a course to be ready for it if we will cooperate. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. So what do? Get wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the right or exercise, or I should say wisdom is the right use or exercise of knowledge. Wisdom is the right use or exercise of knowledge. It's always the quickness of intellect, dexterity in execution. A wise person is skillful. How many know that there's a book in the Bible that talks a lot about wisdom? It's a book of Proverbs. And I want to encourage you to read this book. You can add this book to your daily Bible reading. And before you read it, ask God to open up your eyes and your heart and let wisdom and understanding get in you. Proverbs is God's revelation and instruction of the wisdom that is in Him, right? Let's get wisdom. Let's read Proverbs on a daily basis. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1 says, every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it or tears it down with her hands. How many know that there's a fool that tears down their own stuff? But have people ever done it? All the time. Riots in our cities, destroying people's properties. You're a fool. You're not thinking about the aftermath. You're not thinking about how your behavior will affect others. And a fool is always surprised. A wise person is always looking ahead. He or she is thinking, if I do this, what is going to happen? If I do that, what's going to come next? Where is this going to put us? And God is so wise. He sees the end from the beginning. He knows where He wants to go. And He's not confused. He has a plan, and everything that He does is strategic. Everything He does is with a purpose, and it has the correct domino effect. And we who are His children imitate Him and act like Him. Praise God. The Bible says in Proverbs, the wisdom of the prudent is to exercise His way. The wisdom of the prudent. All right, we read in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand His way. But the folly of fools is deceit. Right? The wisdom of the prudent is to understand His way. He has understanding of what's happening. It says the fools of folly is deceit. The fool is deceived, believing lies. The New Living Translation says, the prudent understand where they are going, but fools deceive themselves. Verse 16 says, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. The Amplified says, a wise man suspects danger and cautiously avoids evil, but the fool is arrogant and careless. The wise man sees where he's going and stops and goes the other way. But the fool just rages on and is confident. That confidence may sound like faith. But here, it's being a fool. There are many Christians who think that God is their problem. They may not come out and say it, but they are mad at him. God didn't do this or that for me. Why did he let this happen? That is being a fool. God never lets anybody down. God never did anything wrong. He's never failed to do anything he should have done, ever. People, on the other hand, frequently fail and frequently fail to do what they should have done. A wise person, a person with some understanding, is going to say, I don't know what happened here, but I know God didn't miss it. No matter what happens, you start off on God's side, on the side of the Word, on the side of the Holy Spirit, on the side of Jesus. Lord, I know it's not your fault. Have mercy on me. Show me what I need to see. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, or the reverence of God. It's disrespectful to shake a fist and say, God, this is not fair. And I know it happens. It's happened to me sometimes. We have said that. It's not fair. Why did this happen to me? This is not right. But I was a fool. Acting like, you know, we act like we could judge God. That we know enough to challenge his righteousness and accuse him of being unfair. No matter how a wise person feels or how traumatic the situation might be, a person with some understanding and wisdom will look through their tears and through their feelings and say, God, I trust you. You've never failed me. Your word cannot fail. We missed it somewhere. Show us where we went wrong. Reveal it to us. Have mercy on us. And that, the Bible says, is the beginning of the wisdom of God. Because you are reverencing him. You are honoring him. That's why the people in the world who railed against God are such fools. And when people think wisdom, they think of someone with a college or university degree. You could have 12 of these degrees and still be a fool. Knowledge is not the same thing as wisdom. There are lots of people that can quote numbers and stats, and they think they're so intelligent. And the biggest fool we find in Psalm 14, verse 1, which is, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That person can't even start understanding wisdom. Because where is the beginning of wisdom? The fear and reverence of God. And if you don't believe that there is a God, then you are destined for foolishness. You can go to school for the rest of your life and still be a fool, but there is a God of wisdom who sees everything and understands everything and knows the end from the beginning. The Bible says you have an unction from the Holy One, and he will cause this wisdom to come up inside you, and you will know things and see things. You will know what to do and how to do it. People will say, you're so smart. No, I'm not smart. I have the smart one, the wise one in me. He helps me out all the time. Tell me where the wisdom of God begins. It begins with the fear of reverence of the Lord. Proverbs 8, verse 1. Does not wisdom cry and understanding puts forth her voice too? She stands in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the pass. Verse 3. She cries at the gate, at the entrance of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Verse 4. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. Verse 5. O you simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. 6. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Verse 7. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Verse 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing fraud or perverse in them. Verse 9. They are all plain to him that understands, and right to him that finds knowledge. Verse 10. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not compared to it. Verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Verse 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. Verse 16. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Verse 17. I love them that love me. And those seek me early shall find me. Praise God. Do you remember the wisest man in the Bible was also the richest man? Wisdom and riches go together. Some people just woke up right there when I said that. Wisdom and riches go together. Verse 17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. When should you seek wisdom for the day? At the end of the day when you've done a bunch of dumb stuff, or at the beginning of the day before you get started? Should you seek the wisdom of God? Should you ask for it? Should you inquire about it? We could use the phrase look for instead of seek. Look for wisdom. Where should you look? You look in the Word of God. And that's the reason you should read your Bible daily. How many know that the spirit of wisdom lives inside of you? And we must train ourselves to look to the spirit of wisdom inside of us. To train ourselves. So I want to encourage you, read your Bible every day. Get wisdom. Get understanding, right? Proverbs 8 verse 17 we just read. I love them that love me. I love them that love me. So love the wisdom of God. Seek after God. Get wisdom. Get understanding. You will not be disappointed. Because he said, if you seek me, you will find me. If you search for me with all your heart. So do some seeking. Do some finding. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Man. Get after the Word of God today. Get wisdom, get understanding, and you will see God do great things in your life. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for this time in your Word. Lord, I pray for all those who hearing this now, will hear this months and years down the road, that they will seek you and find you and get wisdom and get understanding and understand that it all starts with the fear and reverence of the Lord. No matter what the world says, that there is no God, that we who are your children, know that you are good and your mercies endure forever. So I bless them now, and I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless you and continue to remember that Jesus is Lord. Bye for now.